She Loves Herself with Jill Ritchie, showing you how to embrace vulnerability and unearth your power within.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of She Loves Herself, the podcast. It's Monday and it's March. It is March. I don't know about anyone else, but I feel like February was the quickest month. I mean, I know it's only like 29 days, but it felt like it went in so fast. And as I was kind of looking at my highlights of February, it all kind of felt like it was the last 2 weeks in February. I don't know if that's because I was really quite busy in February and I didn't take as many photos, but it just felt like it went in really, really quick. So anyway, guys, happy Monday. I hope you're all good. If you're listening to this on Monday, then happy Monday. If you're not, then happy day. Happy day. And I'm starting to feel the vibes and the energy of spring that is coming, and I am here for it. I hope you are too. Oh, wow. I mean, the biggest thing I want to talk about in this episode is, it is about really letting go. And there's been a real build up to this. So if you've listened to the last few episodes that I've put out, it is about kind of creating space and just trusting and surrendering and knowing that something that is more aligned is on its way. Well, I just want to expand on that even more, because personally for me, I feel like this is coming in abundance. So January, I came into January with a bit of a spring in my step. I felt like I had quite a bit of energy. And I think for me, that really came from a place of releasing the heaviness I feel of Christmas without my mum again, and sort of coming to that, getting through Christmas, which was amazing, but just sort of letting go of that grief again, going through that other sort of wave and cycle of grief and coming into January felt really promising and hopeful. And so that was really, really good. It started off really, really well. And I started to notice that I was really doing a lot of work. And, you know, I've talked about this a lot with intuitive psychology. We are creating the most incredible things. And as a business and as an entrepreneur, you will have to at points dig deep. It's not about just sitting, closing your eyes and expecting your business to take off. It doesn't work like that. Yes, it's important to take the time and really allow yourself to receive and to be. But I felt like in January for me, I was just in the action and in the doing. And then I started to, of course, get in my head, because we do get in our heads when we're not giving ourselves the space to really absorb and receive and integrate. And very quickly I caught it, and I shared this in previous episodes that I caught it quite quickly, and I noticed it was coming from a place of fear and ego. So ego is the I am, the identity, right? The I am, and the labels and the identifications that we give ourselves. And I started to then really notice that I was in fear. And this only really lasted for about a week or 10 days, but I don't know about you, but when you're in this, it can feel like it's like, I felt like this forever. This has been going on for months, and it hasn't. The reality is it hasn't. It's just a period and a part of your life. And anyway, I really got into what was underneath that. And I was in this space, and I've shared this again in other episodes for you guys to really notice where you might be doing this, where you're so focused on doing things that you're missing what's out there in front of you, what's already here, what you already have, and the amazing things that you have in your life, because you're in your head too much. So it's about really just like hitting the brake and saying stop, and allowing yourself just to take that pause, because the power in the pause is magical. And wow, and doing that and having that real moment of, whoa, what is this? I haven't been in this space for the longest time, and here I am. But having that awareness and the ability to recognize what was going on quite quickly was really great, because I was able to then understand what was happening and go underneath the surface of it. And it was fear. It was ego. It was like, I'm actually ready to step into something even bigger this year. And of course, when we do that, and when you feel that for yourself, when you're just on the cusp of having a bit of a breakthrough, you feel like you're having a bit of a breakdown, because your identification with the old version of you and who you were being then is no longer, yeah, it's no longer fit for purpose, shall we say, right? It's no longer aligned. And so ego kicks in and it's like clinging on for dear life to old identifications, old identities, old ways of being. And you can start to feel horrendous. And I've been there before. I've been there a few times before since doing this work. But nevertheless, it still feels like dog tired. But by actually just being able to hit the pause button, spend time in stillness, journaling and really connecting to my higher self and to spirit and working with spirit, you know, the answers come through. Because why? The answers are within you. The answers are within me. We all have the answers. We don't need to search outside of ourselves. If we need to self-inquire about something that's going on within ourselves or within our lives, you don't need to ask anyone else. You just need to create space and allow the wisdom from source, creator, God, spirit, however you want to associate. It's sometimes all of that. And just allow the magic to come through, allow the answers to spill through you and pour through you. Oh my goodness, the power that comes from that. And it's almost laughable when you look back. You're like, wow, I can really see this as an observer. And I can see that this was fear. This was fear. And now, fast forward, we're into early March and I feel so different, so different. And I have done for probably a good month now, but it's even more. It's even more that's coming through. And I have, in the last 2 weeks, let go of so many things. So many things that were once so aligned to me. And not even that long ago, like aligned to me just 6 months ago, like so aligned to me, and they were in my highest good at that time. But now I've moved over here somewhere and I'm dancing in this new energy of like, wow, here I am, universe, like bring on the magic. And that has come from IPA. That has come from being in this new energy of suddenly it's not just Jill coaching, it's this big company that requires a team of staff that we are working with, that it requires probably even more. And we're going to work and bring in more people to work within IPA this year because it needs it. And it's just bigger than anything I've ever done before. We are now just about to end our first cohort of training for the diploma with the students. And hearing all of those testimonials, it's like I'm over somewhere else now. And what once related to me even 6 months, 12 months ago, it's still brilliant, but it's not in the same frequency anymore. It's not in the same energy anymore. And I hope that this is all making sense, because I'm over here somewhere now. I've stepped into something even greater, something even bigger. And as I was just on the cusp of doing that, just allowing myself to jump over to that side where the energy is even bigger and the demand is even greater, of course, ego's going to want to pull me back. It's like, hey, you've never been there before. You've never been in the space where this company is so big and will be even bigger. And I don't know if that's safe for you, Jill. So, you know, but you know what you're doing over here with all the Just Jill stuff, that's really successful and you know what you're doing there. So, and I had to just make that decision to say and realize that underneath all of it was just fear of stepping into the unknown. But logically, the mind will never make sense of that. So of course, it's going to go back to the familiar. And the familiar was good, but it wasn't where I needed to be. I've been there. I've done that all. And this isn't me saying I'm not going to do anything Just Jill related again. Of course I am. But right now, like 90%, if not more, of the focus is over with this other part now. And I'm so happy, because when I made that decision, I was so torn, because it was like, okay, you're not letting go of Just Jill, okay? You're just letting go of some of the work that is involved with the Just Jill stuff, because I don't have the capacity to do it. I don't have the space without absolutely hitting a burnout, which I'm not going to do. Because I tried to dance with both. I was like giving my full self to IP and then going back and giving my full self to Just Jill. And it was so exhausting. And I just needed to surrender and realize that it's okay. You're just moving into this new energy and it's greater and it's absolutely incredible. And you know what? This will happen again because it is limitless. Our potential of what we can create, who we can be and what we can do is absolutely limitless. The only limit is the limit we place on ourselves. And we hold ourselves captive to our past versions of ourselves. But if we are not growing, then we're dying. Because if you think about nature, we are nature. And if plants and trees aren't growing, they're dying. And we are here to grow, we're here to expand, we're here to evolve. And I know as a manifesting generator, actually an emotional manifesting generator, there's two different things. You know, it's different from just a manifesting generator. I work a lot with my emotion. And I know that I'm here to stand at the top of the hill and shout down to everyone and lead people. That is my human design. That is my purpose. That's my mission. And I need to do that. And I have always done that, I think, to a degree. And moving into Just Jill and all of the work that I've done there with all of my courses, my podcasts, my speaking events, I've done it there. But now moving into IPA, it's even greater than that. It's on a even bigger scale, because what we create there then trickles down to all of the students, and then they qualify in their diploma with us, and then they go out and work with their clients and teach IPA to everyone that they know. Oh my goodness, the ripple effect is huge. And of course I'm going to feel scared about that. Of course ego's going to want to cling on. But I cannot tell you, by making that decision, and it meant letting go of money, letting go of identity, letting go of work, I feel great. I actually feel great. The hardest thing is sometimes making the decision, but once you do it, oh my goodness, it was like instantly, I felt like this is 100% the right decision right now. Yes, I'm still doing bits and pieces with Just Jill, but it's not that commitment that I had and that sort of heaviness and responsibility I was placing on myself. No one else was doing that. That was coming from me. But if we're not able to sit in the stillness and realize that for ourselves and allow wisdom, allow guidance from your higher self, from spirit, from source to come through and share that with you, then you're just always just chasing something or grabbing on to something, that grabby, I can't let go. Why? You're not going to die. You're just going to grow. You're just shedding old leaves, old petals from the flower, right? You're just like shedding it so that you can almost like rebirth again and come out even bigger and even greater. So my message to you today, everyone, is as we move into spring, all of those seeds that you have planted over the winter, all of that space that you've taken to maybe nourish yourself, maybe you've been torn with making a decision, take this week to get into stillness. Carve out the time, allow the wisdom to come through you, allow your amazing self to give you the answers, because you have them all within you, like I had them all within me. And just trust that letting go is letting come. Trust that letting go is just releasing old energy that maybe once served you but no longer does. And why would it? Because you're always growing, you're always evolving. Every day you're a day older. So of course you're going to be moving forward, not moving backwards. Just let go. Surrender. Trust yourself and allow yourself to spring into March. And the season of spring trusting that, oh my goodness, if you do, then there is so much coming for you. And I am excited about what this year is bringing. It feels expansive. It feels amazing. And the mission feels so clear, and so much of it doesn't make logical sense, but that's when I know. And the last time I felt like this, guys, the last time I felt like this was when my mum passed away and I went to Bali and I took 6 months out of work because, again, logically, it didn't make sense, but I knew I needed to create so much space. And guess what was born from that? The Intuitive Psychology Association. That was born from me doing that. And I felt that at that time, and I feel it now. And I feel like because I've created a bit more space, there's something else that is going to come through by just allowing myself to integrate and allow the magic just to land, just to fall, and just to really, really trust. And I want to tell you to do the same. So do the same, let go of the heaviness, leave it in the winter, give it back to the earth, and just step forward, fully trusting yourself, guys. Whew. And yeah, that's all I've got to share on that. And before I go, I want to just share something really exciting. So today we have kicked off with the 4-day bootcamp, The Confident Coach. This is a free 4-day bootcamp. It is not too late to join if you are a new coach, existing coach, or you are even listening thinking, do you know what? I would love to have a change in my career. I changed mine at age 38, guys. So if I can do it, having no clue about business or anything like that, then you can too. And this is specifically if you are interested in coaching or expanding your expertise within your own existing coaching business. What we train in IP is phenomenal. We are offering a 4-day free bootcamp right now. Sarah and I have put so much excellent wisdom and tools and techniques and advice. Oh, my goodness, there's so much in it. So I'm going to drop the link. It is free. It's on Facebook. Every day we're just sharing a new topic, a new lesson for you all. It starts Monday, ends on Thursday. So get yourselves involved. I will drop the link. Have an amazing Monday, guys, and I will see you all with a brand new guest on Friday.